FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545-SOUL.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together
we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, GeneAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. And I've got a ton of tools out there to help you grow, so be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free membership to the online version of the InnerSpeak cards. Those are the cards that I'm using today to do clearings for listeners, and you can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist people to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of the show special that we offer when Gene and I are together. And it's double team, the two of us, for half an hour. So we do more in-depth, more impersonal. We'll give more information about that as we go through the show. We are always here. We do a combination of readings and clearings or healings. So give us a call now if you have some questions. I know we just kind of came out of a very empowering eclipse yesterday. So if you have questions, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you want. Try to avoid the general type questions. Just be really clear, and we'll assist you as best we can. And today we are going to talk about seeing what we expect versus what is really there. And you know, of course, what is really there is also part of the illusion. But yes,
yeah, funny how that works.
It's it's interesting how we see things the way we see things. And so I think that's what really it's about, is trying to get us to maybe see things without the story that we usually attach to everything.
Yeah, you know, I think one way to make this more easy to digest is, remember that old thing where there were triangles, and inside the triangles were a collection of words, and there would be grammatical error in there, but you wouldn't see it? Like one of the ones that jumps out at me, inside that triangle, it said, Paris in the spring. But you looked at it, and all you saw was the sentence, Paris in the spring, because that's what you expected to see.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of what happens to us. We do that with life. You know, we see what we expect to see. The movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, really pointed that out kind of in spades when there was a segment in there with a native that was standing on the beach, and he was looking out, and it was like he just knew intuitively there was something going on out there, but he couldn't see anything. All he could see was just water, you know.
And waves,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, one day, finally, he went there and he looked and he saw the tall ships. But he could never see them because he didn't have a frame of reference for them. He had never seen them before. So he couldn't project that onto his movie screen, you know, to see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It starts in the mind. I'm reading this really great book by a man by the name of Michael Singer. And the book is called The Untethered Soul. And the basic premise of it is that our mind is what keeps us trapped, keeps us tethered to a reality that, you know, of the past, you know, something that we expect or what we've already seen before, what's already happened to us before. We keep expecting to see it over and over and over again.
And of course, we get to see it because we expect to see it.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And we project, you know, all of the beliefs that we have. Like, we always project the story that we expect onto everything, whether it's there. And I sort of wrote about that in my article that just came out, too.
I know.
about how...
I had to laugh. It's up for a lot of us right now.
Well, it's such an important piece that we just keep adding it to our story. But, you know, at some point we have to rewrite the story, or we have to get out of the loop of seeing it the way we think it is, or the way we perceive it is, or the way we project it is, and just sort of see it as just something that's there instead of giving any energy or vibration or story to it.
Or just allowing the possibility that we could see something completely different. You
sure.
Know? I mean, in A Course in Miracles, it says, I could see peace instead of this. So anytime we're looking at life, at any aspect of life, and we don't like what we see, you could just take that little mantra and remember it and post it out there. I could be seeing peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of bills. I could see peace instead of pain. I could see peace instead of loneliness. You know, you pick it. Mm-hmm. I could see peace instead of this. And start projecting out that peace rather than things that cause you distress. You don't have to be specific about what peace looks like. You know, let the universe fill in the blanks for you.
Right. Right. And you know, again, just stop adding to the story. Just let it just be whatever it is, and you be instead of, you know, usually what we're trying to do is trying to manipulate it to be something we want it to be. And that's where we kind of get a little bit caught up, is that we try to make everything the way we want it, because we see what we don't want, so we try to reverse it. And that's a place where we add in the story. It's a place that we do all the stuff. So it's really interesting. Okay, do we want to take this caller?
Yeah.
All right, so Sandy from Massachusetts.
Hi, thanks so much, ladies, for taking my call.
No problem.
Just you both, I really am enjoying this topic today. I'm relating completely. I had an interview about 3 weeks ago, and I was told they would get back to me in a week or so. They never did. And I did follow up with a voicemail and one email.
Right.
And no response. And so as I'm listening to you, I'm understanding exactly what you're saying. I try to be kind of neutral. Well, maybe this is a done deal. Maybe there's a delay. I really don't know what happened. Any insight?
Okay. Who's it with?
It's
I mean,
the
you
sales.
Don't have to give me. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I would say that I don't think that this is happening, but that I think there is something coming, because I'm getting, you know, there's going to be a choice coming up for you. And I'm seeing to have strength and patience, and I'm seeing money coming your way. But
okay.
I don't know. I get a feeling, and it has something to do with the type of work that you're trying for. I mean, with a sales position, typically sales have to be filled pretty quickly. I was thinking maybe if it was, you know, something like a government job or something that they, you know, really take their time on, and that might be. But usually something like that, it's pretty quick. And if they didn't respond to you, then I let that go. But at the same time, I'm feeling that there is something that is around you. And, you know, I know that Jean can assist with whatever it is that may be blocking you from getting that. But there is definitely something there. And part of me is thinking, you know, one, don't do something just for the money. I mean, get a job so that you don't have the worries about that. But, you know, really look at something that you want to do, not something that you feel you have to do, or something that you feel, because it really has to do with you kind of opening up and letting go of some things. So I'm not sure if I'll get anything else when you do the clearing. But, Jean, why don't you do the clearing and see what's going on for her?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, so part of what you're projecting out onto this movie screen of your reality, Sandy, is an old ancestral issue. And this comes from a woman, let's see if she's on father, on your mother's side of the family, more than five generations back, no, five, four, three, grandmother, your mom's mom, that you're carrying her stuff. Is she still alive?
No.
Okay. So what it says happened to her was that she got a broken heart because of denied infidelity. And this feels like this happened before she married your grandfather. Mm-hmm. That this was a relation. This doesn't feel like the grandfather. But anyway, so she walked away from this instance, whatever it was. She walked away from it with a belief that other people are better than I am. Mm-hmm. And what it did was it caused her to shut down inflow. So that she didn't receive the love, the money, the creativity that was her potential because that second chakra was closed. So you're carrying her stuff. So you put out there that other people are better than me. You know, it's kind of like a neon sign so that when you go for an interview, you know, whoever it is you're interviewing with honors that and goes, oh, really? Okay, well, fine. Then we'll go to the next one. So we need to clear this off before you get the choices that Lori's talking about so that you can open back up that second chakra so that you can really start creating and projecting out there all the wonderful things you do want.
Mm-hmm.
So let's clear this. I want you to close your eyes and connect heart to heart with your mother's mother. She's right there with you, and I want you to ask her, what can I do to help you, Grandma?
What can I do to help you, Grandma?
Yeah. And what does she say to you?
I just get the word believe.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You got it. All right, so what I want you to do is I want you to turn back to your grandmother and help her to forgive. Help her to forgive this man that she cared for that cheated on her and then lied about it. But she knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke her heart and left her thinking others were better. So help her to forgive this man and help her to forgive herself for coming away from this with this inappropriate belief. And then finally, you're carrying her energetic debris in your body and in your field, and it looks like mirrors. So you keep attracting to yourself people and places and situations that mirror this belief back to you. Just go in there and clean out all of those mirrors and just give them to the angels. Let them take them away.
Okay.
And you get a blessing from the angels. You get two. The first one is actually a healing from your awakened inner. And your second blessing is centeredness and calmness that enables you to see what you want and go get it. Believe. And it's gratitude that owns it, Sandy. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And Lori, did you pick up anything else for her before
Thank
we go
you.
To break? Because we're closing in on break.
We are. Just now this is the time to sort of, you know, once things have opened up and you feeling, start looking and put your heart into it. And just let things sort of come to you. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, not just come to you. You have to put the work out to get it out there. But look, like, make it more open than you have before. Like, just look at possibilities instead of saying, oh, no, I'm not qualified for this, or, well, I can't do that, I'm not qualified. It's like, just be more open and just kind of blast out some of your resume and some of your ideas of how you see you could do something. And I feel that you're definitely getting stuff in the next little while, so just be open to it.
Okay. And open yourself up to your power as creator, sweetie, because you create it, you know. The rest of it's an illusion, you know? So if you see a job you want, go interview for it and know it's yours. Just
okay, maybe
it.
I didn't really want that one deep down.
I'm thinking you didn't. So
yep.
Perfect. All right. Well, it is time
Thank
for us
ladies.
To take our first
You're
You are very welcome, sweetie.
Thanks
time
so
for
much.
Us to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about, you know, seeing what is real and and acknowledging what is not real. And we're going to be providing readings and clearings for you, so call in now. The number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you can come in on instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Million miles from the sun. People, get ready, get ready. Here it comes, it's a light, a beautiful light. Over the horizon, into our eyes. Oh my, my, how beautiful. Oh my beautiful mother, she told me, son, in life you're gonna go far. If you do it right, you'll love where you are. Just know, wherever you go, you can always come home. 240,000 miles from the home here to share this view of the night, a glorious night. Over the horizon is another bright sky. Oh my, my, how beautiful. Oh my, told me, son, sometimes it may seem dark, but the absence of the light is a necessary part. Just know. Slope. There is always a hand that you can hold on to. Looking deeper through the telescope, you can see that your home's inside of you. Just know that wherever you go, know you're never alone. You will always get back home.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
But call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. Today, myself and Gene Adrian are focusing on kind of where we're putting our focus, where what we think we see versus what may be there, which may be something that we can change. It's all a very interesting concept that a lot of us tend to see only what we think or what we imagine or what we expect to see. So we're talking about, you know, getting out of that. But we are also doing readings and clearings. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. But again, no general questions. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. We also offer a half-hour special, the two of us, just for Sky listeners. So if you want to take advantage of that, we'll give out more information as we go through the show today. All right. So looks like we have another caller. Hi, Jill.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. All right. So you want to know how to break through and bring more support into your life? Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, I'm realizing I've been doing a lot of processing, and I realize my problems are coming from a family where there's no support of any kind, and I keep attracting it to me and attracting it to me.
Okay, so that's part of the story that you keep seeing, right? That is part of the story. As long as you continue with that story, so that's exactly what we're talking about. So this is a really good show for you to call in today, because it's exactly what we're talking about. That's the story that you keep adding energy to. That's what you keep feeling. So this is where we need to sort of start seeing things from a different perspective, not focusing on how you feel unsupported, because if you look at that from that perspective, then you're always going to see examples of you being unsupported. So what I would like is maybe for Jean to do a clearing around that, and then I can give you a little bit of information, because I think, you know, the big thing is that you just keep recreating, because that's all you expect to see, because that's all you've ever experienced.
Yeah.
So, Jean.
Yeah, so I started pulling cards when you first started talking to Jill. And the first card I pulled was Psychic Attack. And when that card comes up, it tells me you're attacking yourself. And the second card I pulled was Self-Sabotage to Avoid Transforming, which again, that kind of underlines what Lori's saying, that you're so attached to seeing lack of support that's all you can see. And so then I started pulling the setup. So let's see what the setup is around this. Why do you hold on to this one? And the setup says child or loved one taken away. And to me, there's probably a physical aspect of that, in that maybe children and loved ones in your life as you were growing up were taken away from you. But also, it's their support, their energy pulling away from you. That feels like them being taken away from you. And the second setup card says, stuck walking the wrong path. You know this isn't what you want, but you can't find a way to get off of the path.
Yeah.
The stuck belief you're holding on to is, I can't have what I want. And what this has done to your soul is it just makes your soul feel alienated and alone. So let's clear this. Let's clear this. So what I want you to do is I want you to go deep inside, and I want you to find all of the anger, all of the rage, all of the fear that you've been holding on to. It's clogging up your heart, it's clogging up your solar plexus, and it's clogging up your second creative chakra. I want you to open those three chakras and just let all of this yucky stuff fall out. Let it fall out of your chakras like ping pong balls bouncing across the floor. And just let them all go. All the stuff you've been holding on to.
Which one is the solar plexus?
It's right between your belly button and your heart.
Okay.
So it's everything
right underneath
from your pubic bone up to your chest is clogged up with all of these old feelings of anger, of rage, of fear, lack of support, all that stuff. And just like, bleh, let it out. Just breathe it out. And let it go. And then just watch those little balls just pop out of you and carry them across the floor. Perfect. And now, you've been holding them in because you've surrounded yourself by a transparent egg to protect yourself because you didn't feel like anybody was supporting you. But guess what that egg does? Keeps anybody from being able to support you. I want you to look out at the edge of your field and find that transparent egg that you placed out there when you were a little kid. And I want you to dissolve it. You created it. You can get rid of it. And poof, there it goes. And now I want you to fully surrender to Spirit. And I want you to ask Spirit to completely clean you from all of these old limiting beliefs and thoughts about not being supportive. Let's just let them be erased out of your life, out of your mind, because that's where they've been hanging out. Just, you know, see the angels with a big art gum eraser erasing all of these old thoughts. Perfect. Okay, sweetie, you get blessings from the angels for doing this work. And the first blessing is a healing, healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is renewed faith in yourself. So it's gratitude that owns this. So just take a moment now and give thanks to those angels, teachers, and guides. And I thank you. And Lori, what's up?
Okay, so now comes the time where basically it's saying this is your time to wake up. So it's time to wake up to how you've seen the world. And this is your opportunity to make different choices. It doesn't mean that when something happens, you don't get angry or you don't get upset. However, you don't have to add it to the story of, well, this always happens to me. Okay, so from now on, you know, it's valid, it's authentic, get angry, but look at your anger. See where, like, don't try to understand it, but just dive into it, just feel it, and then let it go, because it doesn't serve you. So this is your time to sort of start working with people in a way without the anger, without the rage, and just sort of allow things to come in, because anger always is a secondary emotion. There is no anger. There's always something underneath anger. It's never there just by itself. So when you dive into it, there will be something underneath it. And that's really the kind of vulnerability that you want to go into relationships with now. Instead of being the angry person that sort of shuts people out, if you can go into that more vulnerable place underneath the anger, that's where you're going to find that relationships can open up and blossom and people will be there. You are always supported. There is never a time that we are actually alone, but because you've had this belief, you just haven't seen it. You haven't been able to even allow it, and you haven't been open to allow, you know, your guides and guardians and everybody that surrounds you with love. You haven't even been open to feeling that love. So now maybe you can just take this opportunity just to allow things to sort of shift. You will still have some confusion. You will still have some moments where you get angry. And again, just dive into it, find out what's underneath it, and just move into that other feeling and just, you know, allow the other stuff to go. You don't have to hold on to it. This is your choice. And it's your choice of whether you're going to go back into the story of this is what always happens to me, or whether, in, you know, just forget about what the family has done, because everything has been designed for you to get to this place where you can see exactly where you are and then just let things open up. It's in the beginning, it's going to be much more a mental process, but then allow it to move into your heart. So in the beginning, it's going to feel kind of mental, and it's, you know, you're going to try and analyze and do all that kind of stuff. And that's not really necessary. What I might recommend, Jill, is taking advantage of our half hour special so we can really dive into some of what's going on, because we can't really do it on a show that's just an hour long. But just, you know, take this opportunity to start seeing things from this different perspective, this new perspective. And if you can't see it from a different perspective, just don't get caught up in the story that has been playing over and over in your life. Just change the story. Just see it as something that happens instead of something that happens to you. Because when you think it's happening to you, it's just your ego that's getting involved. All right, so I think we need to go to break.
Yeah,
thank
you. Know,
you.
It's really,
both of you were outstanding. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love you. And, you know, it's really interesting because what happens, Lori, is I think, you know, that something happens in our life and we then begin to construct a reality around that to protect ourselves from it happening again. You know, and I think it's a classic example of that. But it's time for another break. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. You can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. And while you're on my website, please, again, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. And I'm happy to send you the link to the online version of these InnerSpeak cards. And after the break, we're going to be bringing you more messages and clearings. So call in now on 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just give us a lot of information if you do. We'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Seeking guidance in areas of love, career, and family? Kimmy Rose and Friends provides access to gifted psychics and is just a call away at 1-888-626-7386. Visit KimmyRose.com. That's Kimmy with an I-E. And click on the link to Kimmy Rose and Friends under Kimmy's picture on the right. Choose your advisor below. If they're not immediately available, schedule an appointment with them. Kimmy Rose and Friends, connecting you with psychic advisors Kimmy trusts.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. You can wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me. Ain't to be alone. We just like to sit at home and live on the president. Meet Virginia. Well, she won't.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Jean will be with us. Usually she's with us the second and fourth, so she will be with us the first, second, and fourth Mondays of this month because we missed her last month. So if you didn't get an opportunity, she will be back with us next week, and we can definitely contact us then. If you have any questions, we're here for you for readings and healings. Give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback and be really clear, just like Amy was when she sent us a message today, which we will talk about right now.
Before you launch into that, though, I got to say, the reason why I wasn't there on the 4th was because I was going to find out about my new grandbaby. And it was amazing what they do with technology these days. We were able to see every little vertebrae in her little body. They measured her bones. They measured her head. We could see the valves working in her heart. Aww. She's perfectly healthy, and it's a little girl.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
so that's why.
When she's going to be born?
Around the middle of March, sometime mid to late March. The due date they're giving her is the 25th of March. Feels like it's going to be a bit earlier than that. I'm wanting a Pisces, not an Aries. But that's just me, you know.
Because you're a Pisces.
No, nope. That's right.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. So let's talk with Amy here. We're going to talk about you, Amy, because you're not on the phone. But all right. So you have a question about somebody you met over the weekend. You met him at a meditation and have felt an instant connection. All right. So you want to know about our insights, and you say, take things slow and easy or my instincts right and there's long-term potential relationship on the horizon. I'm going to say, yes, your instincts may be right, but I still want you to take things slow and easy.
Because yeah, this guy feels juicy. That's the word I heard was juicy.
Yes, but don't go, because what you don't want to do is bring into it all of, it's what we're talking about today, bringing in all of your baggage and all of the stuff from the past. So if you fall too quickly, then that's where the insecurities come in. That's when, the jealousy comes in. So just really, take things slow and easy. There's no reason to jump in and, make things happen immediately. Just let it unfold. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. This is, this is definitely, I see a lot of, a lot of love and, definitely this is the wish that you've been sort of working on. This is a really positive reading, so I don't want you to think that it's not, but I still want you to take it slow and easy and just let things unfold because we become a little crazy when we do things that we, when we start putting our expectations and stuff in. So just let it unfold and it will all unfold better than you can imagine. So don't.
Yeah, you know what Steve Harvey says? Wait 6 weeks before you sleep with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm.
Yeah,
that would not be what I would do. So.
Exactly.
But just enjoy it. Like, just really, really, really enjoy it, and get to the first few bases instead of worrying about whether it's going to be marriage and when the marriage is going to happen and da 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 da. Like, just enjoy all of it. It's a journey, not a destination. Just that's what I keep getting. Just, it's a journey, not a destination. Just enjoy everything about it. Jean.
Yeah, hang on. I am pulling cards on this right and left because it's a past life thing that needs to be cleared so that you don't project the feelings from a past life onto this movie screen and wank it all up. This may be your most recent past life, sweetie. Yeah, it took place here in the United States, and let me, so you were a woman, and what happened to you in that lifetime was that you were forced out of a partnership or marriage, and your loved one was taken away from you, and it sets you up with a stuck belief in struggle. I have to struggle to earn love. So we don't want this relationship to be a struggle, right? The soul reaction for this was that you shut down your second chakra. So sex and money and love and creativity got all shut down in that lifetime. And so what I want you to do is put your attention on your second chakra. I want you to invite it to open up and release all of the wounds from this old lifetime that you brought into this lifetime, and we don't want you bringing them into this relationship. And just let your second chakra heal itself. Let it realign itself with all the other chakras. And you've got a lot of energetic debris inside your body and your field that are the thought forms from this previous lifetime. And you don't need to have those there because they act like mirrors. They look like mirrors. And what they'll do is they will attract to you people, places, and situations that will make you feel exactly like you felt in this other lifetime and cause you to sabotage the relationship. So I want you to put your attention inside your body and out in your field, find all the mirrors, and ask the angels to take them away. And this other lifetime is a soul fragment that is still stuck here now. You're carrying it, you're wearing it like a suit of old clothes. So let's get rid of it. What I want you to do is build this woman that was you a beautiful traveling vehicle. Create her a beautiful jewel-encrusted bottle like the one that I Dream of Jeannie lived in. And I want you just to invite her into the bottle, put the cork in it, and give it to the angels to take this piece of your soul back to the light where it belongs. Excellent. And you get blessings from the angels for having the courage to write us and do this work today. And your first blessing is opening to miracles. But I'm going to give you another one. The next blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So, Amy, it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And best of luck with this relationship. Take your time. Enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so similar things then that we're talking about is this bit about, you know, the projection, this part that we want to, and this is the thing, it's in every area of our lives that we project. So, you know, whether it's a relationship or whether, I mean, almost everything is about relationships in this life. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. Typically, if something happens, it's usually around a relationship. It may be our relationship with money.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I did a channeling the other day. I read it to you before we went on the air about this because I kept getting this message from my clients, you know, and about the time the third one pops up, I realized that it's my lesson, you know. And so I was journaling and writing and bitching and, you know, and doing all those same things. And I said, basically, I keep getting the same message from so many sources, so it's got to be important. You know, if I don't like what I'm seeing, I need to recreate it. I've got a choice. I get that, or do I? And then I ask the universe, what am I missing? And my guides came back to me and they said, well, you still think you lack money, and you still think you lack your beloved, and you still think that your knee hurts, and then they started screaming at me. They said, need we continue, Jean? Change your thoughts. See abundance. See your needs met. See lovers all around you. Ignore your knee and keep moving forward. It's like a video game where you see the little man, the avatar, and every time he puts his foot out, bridges come up into just the right place so he never falls. Put your foot out. You are the avatar. Just keep putting your foot out and stop thinking so much. The lack is in your thoughts, not in your reality. But your thoughts put up the movie screen that reflects the projection of lack. Get it, folks?
Yeah. I mean, it really is an interesting dilemma that we kind of push ourselves into that recreates the same expectations. And it's always about our expectations. It's always what we expect to see.
and we'll see it, because it's not necessarily that that's what's there. It's just that that's what we see. And that's why we always say, you know, 100 people can see an accident and 100 people can see a different thing that happened, because it's related to our own experiences and our own projections. And it's fascinating how we can do it just within our own little world.
And that goes back to that old definition of insanity. It's insane to keep putting those same expectations out there and expecting to get what you want, actually. Because every time you get what you expect.
Right. Looks like it's time for break. Yeah,
exactly. So this is our last break today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Laura Houston and I are doing today and you'd like some more in-depth clearing, you got choices. You can either visit me on my website and sign up for a private. You can visit Lori on Intuitive Soul and sign up for a private. Or you can take advantage of our special that's just for Sky listeners, where we give you half an hour with both of us. And we do more in-depth work with you. And when we come back from break, Lori's going to give you the number to call so that you can take advantage of our special. We've got time for one more reading and clearing. So call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Inside, here's where the story.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family. The more I see,
the less I know. But call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is our last segment of the show. We've been talking about a special that Gene and I do. And again, you can take advantage by contacting us either at our websites, GeneAdrian.com or IntuitiveSoul.com, for either a private session, or you can take advantage of the Sky special that we offer just for Sky listeners. It's a half hour. We don't offer half hour. It's only $75. And you can also contact us by calling this toll-free number. It is 1-855-444-SOUL. So that's 855-444-7685. We have time for one more caller or instant feedback. And you just need to get in really quickly. And if you do, you can give us a call at 248-545-7685 or instant feedback. But be really quick. All right. So we've been talking about, you know, this piece that I think a lot of people get caught up in. And I mean, we've all been guilty of it. We're always, you know, it's an interesting part of this thing we call life, because we think that everything that we see is real. And everything that's happening feels real because it's happening, we think, to us, which is what the ego wants us to think. And it's, you know, everything is perception. Everything is based on our own perspectives of our own experiences. And this is where we've got to change the story. I really admire somebody who's doing some very fascinating work. I'm going to try and get him on the show before the end of the year, but if not, definitely the beginning of the year. His name's Eric Altman. And right now, if you go to his site, ericaltman.com, he's doing a 30-day healing for everybody. It's free. You just join up. This is probably one of the best people I've ever met that does incredible work. But he
spelled out?
Altman, A-L-T-M-A-N, Altman.
That was in your newsletter, I think.
Yeah. It's just, he talks about how we add to the story that we have. And it's just like, you know, things just happen. Just, you know, yes, we have the automatic reaction that happens, and that's not what we need to change. It's just after that happens, don't add to the story. Don't make it about you. Just say it's something that happened, and let that aspect go. Just move into, just be in the present moment right now, because it's not the now moment that makes us go crazy. The now moment, you know, we can see things and just say, okay, this happened. Doesn't mean it happened to me. It just happened. Now what? How do I choose to feel now, instead of just getting caught up in the whole thing and adding it to the story? And I think it's just an interesting piece that we just, you know, we get too caught up.
Well, we get addicted. It's like people who smoke cigarettes or are addicted to alcohol, you know, and so you just have to start by choosing to not smoke that one cigarette or not have that one drink. You have to choose to let go and not allow the past to continue to create your reality for you. Yeah. And you've got to do it with every single moment, everything that happens, every interaction that you have. And just keep choosing and choosing and choosing until, they say it takes 21 days to break a habit, but I promise if you can stay conscious for 21 days, you'll view the world in a completely different manner.
Right. And, you know, it's that vibration thing too. Like if we keep focusing on, you know, that feeling that doesn't feel good, then we just keep, that our vibration stays there. And, you know, Abraham Hicks say it, you know, it's just 17 seconds, I think it is, that we can change things. So
that's right.
It's just how we hold our vibration. I'm not
a big law of attraction fan. I think there are other laws out there, but
there absolutely are.
I definitely, you know, believe that our vibration is everything. And, you know, we're always trying to manipulate things, and we're always thinking that it's so personal. And that's where we need to start shifting our thoughts and our beliefs.
So, Lori, tell everybody again what the number is if they want to do the tag team session
Absolutely.
With us.
It's 855-444-SOUL, 855-444-7685.
Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the things that Lori and I are really good at, is helping you to recognize the patterns and reframe them.
Yeah.
And go back to find where you created them so that you can go, oh, wow, really? I was doing that? Because more often than not, we don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's like we need this little reset button to sort of just, you know, reset our head so that we can not have the energy flowing in the vibration or that we have been. So we can help with that. There's so many things, so many tools that we have in our toolboxes. We're all sort of equipped with fascinating and amazing things. So, yeah.
Very good. Well, wow, this has been a great show today.
We've
been kind of, you know, popping with callers, and I think both of our creative chakras have been open because stuff's been coming out of our mouths. It sounded pretty good to me. So it's all good. It's all good. And I'm really excited that I'll be back with you next week as well.
Hey, me too.
Cool beans. So I want to thank all the listeners for joining us this afternoon. We've just had a great time with you today, and we look forward to being part of your week next week and every week with Lori on Monday and many other days during the week as well. So not sure what we'll focus on next week, but I'm sure it'll be something intriguing. So join us. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Catch you next time. Ciao.